Chapter 2. Establishing the Blockade. The Union Navy's primary task throughout the war was the blockade. In May 1861, Secretary Welles created the Atlantic Blockading Squadron to cover the South Atlantic coast from the Chesapeake Bay to the tip of Florida, and the Gulf Blockading Squadron to patrol the Gulf Coast from Florida to Brownsville, Texas, on the border with Mexico. Welles appointed 63-year-old Commodore Silas Stringham to command the Atlantic Squadron and 70-year-old Captain William Mervyn to command the Gulf Squadron. Each officer had been in the Navy for 52 years. They were on the downward slope of honorable careers, but Welles was not yet ready to challenge the tradition of seniority for senior commands. The base for the Atlantic Squadron was at Hampton Roads, where the Army had retained control of Fort Monroe across 4 miles of water from Norfolk, even as the Confederates seized the Gosport Navy Yard. Mervyn's headquarters were in Key West. The distance in a straight line from each squadron's base to the far end of its blockade responsibilities was 1,000 miles. Surely, the British minister Lord Lyons told Secretary of State Seward, the Navy did not have a force sufficient to establish an effective blockade of such a length of coast. But Seward blithely assured Lyons that the whole would be blockaded, and blockaded effectively. Seward's assurance remained a hope rather than a reality for many months. In July, Stringham reported 16 ships on blockade duty in his squadron, but 7 of them were at or near Hampton Roads, leaving only 9 others for the rest of the South Atlantic coast. Of the 16 vessels, 4 were slow sailing ships. At least they could be